You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne resident Ismini Panaraitis was involved in recent coronavirus advertisements in Victoria. She was sent her lines a week before taking part and cross-checked the translation with her Greek family.
I thought the translation was really good, but there was just like one thing that was a pretty big mistake in terms of the syntax of the sentence, and just like it was just a really literal translation.
The 24-year-old was able to make some changes to the script, but other language errors have been uncovered in both federal and Victorian governments' coronavirus materials. In one case, both Farsi and Arabic were used on the same Victorian government health message. Premier Daniel Andrews says the issue has been corrected.
Yeah, that's a concern. I understand that's been fixed. So, you know, it's a big team and there will be, from time to time, things that are not perfect, but the important thing is I think that's been fixed because it was drawn to our attention.
In another translation bungle, an Arabic message about wearing masks was criticised, with native speakers saying it didn't make sense. The federal opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, says multicultural communities can be vulnerable if they don't understand the health advice.
And the fact that we've had, frankly, absurd translations that don't make sense in a range of languages is something that the federal government has to get on top of.
He says the correct information is critical to health outcomes.
Some of the outbreaks have been higher in those communities, and it is because of one of the factors there is that the information hasn't been translated properly.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says there is regular monitoring of public advice and translations will be further reviewed online.
We've had advertisements in over 20 languages and fact sheets in over 60. There's a constant process of checking. This is an additional element that has been added. And I think that every single day we are adding to what we do.
When it comes to contact tracing, the process of tracking those who have been close to a coronavirus case, New South Wales Health has confirmed it does offer contact tracing in language, and Victoria's department makes use of translation services. Settlement Services International's Yamama Aga says translators are important to ensure everyone understands the details.
The health department, they do use interpreters because it's a very complex process and complex information and a lot of questions.
But even when information is comprehended and distributed to diverse communities, problems can still arise when the messages are ignored. SSI conducted a client survey in Sydney and found older people aged over 56 are the least responsive to COVID-19 health warnings.
There's a small percentage of people which is still a concern that they don't think the pandemic is serious, and it is the group that is most at risk, which is the older people.
The opposition's Andrew Giles argues cold communities need to be even more a part of the public information sharing process.
Communication isn't just about giving a message, it's about making sure it's been received. So that's really our concern here, that not enough has been done to listen to the voices of core communities and to make sure that they're involved in crafting messages, in the translation of messages, and in deeper engagement with communities at this difficult time.
Monash University's Professor Helen Skatiris agrees improvements are needed, and although leaders are being consulted, even more can be done.
From a behavioural science perspective, you know, from implementation science perspective, that information alone does not necessarily lead to behaviour change. Mm-hmm. And in particular for our culturally and linguistically diverse communities, there are many, many more languages that are spoken versus the languages where translation has occurred.
Monash recently studied coronavirus communication for multicultural communities and how to send strong messages that are interpreted well. Professor Helen Skatiris says some diverse languages are being missed and the information should ideally be tested and delivered by trusted community sources.
Can't be blaming or stigmatising called communities, but also not blaming the government. It goes both ways. You know, we've got to all really work together here and do this collectively as, you know, one voice for our culturally and linguistically diverse community.
The Monash Studies authors are recommending a national advisory body to help authorities develop public health messages in the hopes of strengthening the current partnership. Earlier this year, the federal government rejected reports that it had failed to properly consult with migrant communities when responding to the pandemic. Ethnic leaders are set to appear at a Victorian parliamentary inquiry into the state's coronavirus response later this month. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.